You ain't getting out of that singing, I'll just tell you right now.
I'm trying to talk her into it.
There ain't no talking into it. There she comes. She got to sing.
Please. I beg you.
Amen, brother.
Should have lowered that last one. Wow.
Amazing grace.
Yes, yes.
How sweet the
sound. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
That ain't by accident, neither.
No, it's not an accident. I picked up one other day. I thought it was a Jewish Bible. I couldn't even read it.
Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Yes.
That saved
a
wretch like me.
Yes, thank you, Lord. Yes, yes.
I was lost.
Sure was.
But now I'm found.
Hallelujah.
Was mine, but now I see.
Ain't that good, glory?
Mm-hmm. Amen.
His grace that's taught my heart.
That's right.
And grace,
yes, plenty of grace.
Gives me how precious is,
yes,
that grace.
Amen. Hallelujah.
See how, woo! I first,
yeah,
speak.
Glory!
My chains are gone.
Woo!
I have been set free.
Set free. Yes.
Amazing.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
The Lord has crossed us to me.
Yeah.
His word, my hope secure.
Yes, secure.
He will my shield and portion be, as long as life endures.
Ain't that good? Glory.
My chains are gone.
Yeah.
I've been set free.
Rending.
By God, my Savior, Savior's ransom.
Thank you, Lord.
And life of God, His mercy reigns. Unending love.
Unending love.
Amazing grace. Chains are gone, I've been set free.
Yes.
My God, my Savior, has ransomed me. And like a flood, His mercy reigns.
Amen.
Unending love, amazing grace.
Amen.
Shall soon dissolve like snow, the sun forbear to shine. But God, who called me here below, will be forever mine.
Amen.
Forever mine.
You
are
forever mine.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. I like a chain fell off. Hallelujah. Loose him, let him go.
Brenda, you got a song?
Yeah.
I've got a song, but I'm not singing.
Come on.
Come on.
Brother has to go to my Bible school, too.
No, I'm not singing.
Mine, Lord.
Yeah. Amen.
Brother Wade, before you preach, I'd like to read this little thing. It's talking about why they're trying to take out of everything out of the schools. And I thought it was this was good. It come on my Facebook.
Okay, says, hold on 1 second, hon. I got to restart this thing. They shut read off again. I've been blocked.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
Okay. Hold on.
Love that song, too.
This is getting
ridiculous.
Yeah. It's still on?
Yeah. Yeah, it's still on.
We're talking about, you know, we're always talking about all these little kids and things that's going on in the school.
Yeah.
And this relates to what's going on in the schools. It's Mary Had a Little Lamb.
Right.
Are you ready, Ed?
Yes, go right ahead.
Mary had a little lamb. Her fleece was white as snow. And everywhere that Mary went, the lamb was sure to go. He followed her to school each day. 'Tis even in the room. He made the children laugh and play to have a lamb at school. And then the rules all changed one day.
Yeah.
Illegally it became to bring the Lamb of God to school or even speak His name.
Amen.
Every day got worse and worse, and days turned into years. Instead of hearing children laugh, we heard gunshots and tears.
Amen.
We must stop the crime that's in our school today. Let the Lamb come back to school and teach our kids to pray.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, that's good.
That was good.
Amen. Amen. I'm going to tell you, I can't think of it being said no better than that. Amen.
Right.
They took the Lamb out.
Yeah.
And without the Lamb, the wolves are there. Because I'm telling you, buddy, the Lamb is the Lion of the tribe of Judah.
Mm-hmm.
He might have come as a lamb, but after he came, buddy, I want you to know he's the Lion of the tribe of Judah now. And he's the safety that our children need. In Psalms 191, I believe it is, it talks about abiding under the shadow of the Almighty. And that's what we need in our school, just what that little, I guess it was a poem there. But it says here that he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge, my fortress, my God, in Him will I trust. Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler, from the noise of the pestilence. He shall cover thee with His feathers, and under His wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shall thou behold and see the reward of the wicked, because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither any plague come nigh thy dwelling. And I'll tell you right now, you can have God's protection,
yeah,
or you can deny God's protection and pay the bitter price for it. I get no joy out of seeing what's going on in this country, but God's not mocked. What a man sows, God says he'll reap. It says righteous, exalted the nation, but sin's a reproach to any people, and that includes Americans. I mean, I'm telling you, they're taking the pledge out because it's got one nation under God. They're changing everything. They don't want any God we trust on the money. They don't want it on the back of the police cars. Who are you going to trust if you can't trust the Lord? Amen.
Amen. Amen.
All right. Thank you for those good songs. Thank you for reading that too, Carolyn. I had never heard that. I didn't realize somebody put that together. That's wonderful. Amen. Yeah. And you know, I guess Rita in her song said, I was blind, but now I see. And I think we've kind of turned our head from the direction we need to look. Mm-hmm. I think we need to get our eyes back on the Lord for the things that's missing in this country. He can mm-hmm. supply. Amen. Okay, we're thankful for two got saved this morning.
Amen.
I praise God for that. And they're coming back. I was hoping he'd be here tonight. And you know how that is. There's a real devil out there.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you right now, he'll rob you of your blessings. But thank God, amen, they were sincere and earnest in wanting to know the Lord personally. I say it like this. You know Donald Trump? Yeah. You know him personally? No hands. I've never met him. I'm proud of him. I thank God for what he's done for our country. He woke up the enemies that's in our country. We've got enemies within our country, and we've got enemies without our country. But he sure stirred the hornet's nest. He showed America where the problem is. And I'm just telling you, it's clear in the Bible. Proverbs 29 verse 2 says, when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. But when the wicked bear rule, the people mourn. It's easy to see what's going on in America. Amen.
Amen.
All right, enough of chasing rabbits. James chapter number 5. We're going to read the first 8 verses there tonight. James chapter 5. As I read this text tonight, it applies to all of us. So listen up tonight. James here. It's the last day's message, and I'm titling this Last Day's Riches. And you're going to be surprised that you're richer than what you thought.
Yeah.
So listen to this. Go to now, James says, you rich men. And we've got a lot of rich men in this country.
Yeah, we do.
Y'all may not understand this like I do, but it takes billionaires for people to have a job.
Mm-hmm.
I can't start a business, but I work in the factory for like, I guess somewhere around 40, 60 years, a long time. But it took somebody that had money to be able to raise a factory up that allowed me to be an employee, to be able to make a living, to provide my family. So don't be knocking rich people is what I'm trying to say. We need rich people. It's a nation where they ain't got no rich people that starved to death. But he says, go to now, ye rich men, weep and howl for your miseries that shall come upon you. Your riches are corrupted. We've got some of that, and I'm going to elaborate on that here in a minute. Your garments are moth-eaten. Your gold and silver is cankered. And the rest of them shall be a witness against you and shall eat your flesh as it were fire. ye have heaped up treasure together for the last days. Behold, the hire of the laborers who have reaped down the fields, which is of you, and this is kind of important here, kept back by fraud, crieth, and the cries of them which have reaped are entered into the ears of the Lord of Sabbath. Ye have lived in pleasure on the earth and been wanton. Ye have nourished your hearts as in the day of slaughter. Ye have condemned and killed the just, and he doeth not resist you. Be patient, therefore, brethren, until the coming of the Lord. Behold, the husbandman waiteth for the precious fruit of the earth with long patience for it, until he receive the early and the latter rain. Be also patient, establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord draweth nigh. And like I said, we're preaching on last day's riches, and the Lord is coming back. Not going to be long till he does come back. And when it mentioned about the last days in verse number 3, that's why I titled this Last Day's Riches. Father, we thank you, Lord, for this great number that's here tonight, Lord, on a Sunday night. Lord, we just pray, Lord God, you would continue to bless, Lord, your churches, visit your churches, Lord. Add to them such as should be saved. Thank you, Father, for those that this morning, Lord, give their hearts to you, Lord, and just humble, Lord, faith, Lord. Lord, we just pray, God, you'll help them, Lord, to take root downward and bear fruit upward. We know, Lord, that you're the only one that can help them. The psalm just said, except the Lord build the house, they that labor to build it labor in vain. And Lord, you do a work, Lord, before our eyes, and you do a work, Lord, even in our day, Lord, that cannot be denied, and we thank you for that work. Pray you'll bless, Lord, this message tonight. Lord, those that are listening by way of online, Lord, we're thankful for that many. Thankful for these that are here tonight. Thankful, Lord, to be here tonight ourselves. We just ask, Lord, you to help us and bless us and use us in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Now, I'm preaching about last day's riches. And let me get this jacket off here. One way to get rich is to learn to be content. The Bible says that we're faithful in the little, that God will make us master over much. You know, little is much when God's in it.
Amen.
But I learned to be content, Paul told Timothy in 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse number 6. He said, that's great gain. You'd be surprised just what keeping your change together accumulates. I've got a friend I worked with for years at the factory, and he'd always take his checking account. If it was like for $4.50, he'd write it for $5. No, let's see. He'd write down that he wrote it for $5. He'd write the check for like $4.50. But out there in his checkbook, he wrote down, you know, that he wrote it for $5. His change added up. He had so much money by doing that that he went on vacation. His name was, his name was James Castile. But what he would do is he would act like he'd spent more than what he spent, and allowed him to have a huge amount when he did check his checking account balance. Amen. But God here, he says, weep and howl for your miseries that shall come upon you. Everybody thinks, you know, boy, I'd be really happy if I had $1 million. Donnie one day, he said, boy, don't you wish you had $1 million? I said, boy, I'm glad I don't have $1 million. I don't want $1 million. I don't. There's a verse there in Proverbs. I was looking it up there while Brenda was singing there. But it says, give me neither poverty nor give me riches. Feed me with food that's convenient unto me. You know, you'd be surprised how unhappy rich people are.
Right.
I'm telling you, they can't even enjoy the money that they have. And when I get down to this message, I'll explain why they can't enjoy it. But one day, I've said this before, one day I was coming home from work that day, Brother Jared had a bad day, and I was having me a little pity party, like I thought it shouldn't have been that bad. But on the way home, I heard a woman call in on the radio, and here's what she said. She said, I'm a millionaire several times over. And Carolyn, she said, I'll give every penny of it for one night's peace. And I realized just how rich I was right there. Because I had so much peace, I could be a peace donor. And here she is, a multi-millionaire. And she said, I'll give it all for one night's peace. So, riches is kind of a prison. And when I say it's kind of a prison, let me share this with you. Walter Sam Escola. I don't know if I got his last name right or not, but he's 69 years old. He died June 2015. He'd been dead a month before anybody knew he was gone. I mean, he lived a life of a hermit. He didn't have no friends. His neighbor had no connection or communication with him or nothing. Nobody had a clue that he had over $7 million in gold bars and coins put up in the basement. He had a cousin. Her name was Arlene Magnus of San Francisco, San Rafael, California. And she was so poor, her phone had been disconnected. And the reason they found this woman was they found out that the funeral of this guy's mother, she was there. That's how they found her. But anyway, she was the only relative that he had, and they were trying to find her to let her know she wasn't poor no more. But this guy, he had $165,000 in stocks. He had $12,000 in cash in the house, and he had $200 in the bank. He didn't think too much of banks, amen. But let me say, this woman, they got a hold of her, and she got it all. I'm thinking about, praise God, the Savior, amen. He gave us all. And one day we'll understand what kind of statement that really is. He's going to give it all to us. Not only do we have all we need here, but we're going to have all we need when we get there. We're going to know true riches. We're going to know great riches. I'm telling you, buddy, you'll never have no wanting to get to heaven. And I want to go to heaven right now, but it's worth waiting for. Amen. Hallelujah. But this man literally lived in a prison of riches. You know what I mean? He never bought nothing. He never went nowhere. He lived the life of a hermit. I'm trying to hold my composure. What's the use of having $7 million in gold? And that's back in 2015. Well, I don't know what that much gold would be worth now. But what's the use of having it if you can't do nothing with it? Because I've said this a lot. Some people's got money. And some people, money's got them.
Yeah.
Hey, when they read my will, Brother Ed, he'll say, being a sound mind and body, I'll spend it all. Amen. I'd spend money with the best of them, amen. But these people that are so frugal like that right there, what's the use of having riches if you're not going to do something with it? Now, he wouldn't have gave his cousin a bent nickel, Brother Eric, but she got it all. I mean, they got a hold of her, and she fainted. Now she come to, she said, how much? Then she fainted again. Then she come through again. She said, are you kidding me? Is this true? But I'm telling you, buddy, this woman became a millionaire because a millionaire died because he didn't do nothing with what he had. He was in a prison house of riches. And you say, well, Brother Eddie, I'm not that rich. Hey, look, I don't know about you, but I got a storage unit.
That's right.
I'm thinking right now about building a garage. My barn is full. My basement's full. We got more than we realize. I hope my refrigerator, ain't no way putting nothing else in there. My car tank's full. I'm just telling you, we're richer than what we realize. I do as much griping and complaining as anybody does. But God has truly supplied my needs out of His riches and glory. I look at begin this year, and technically, it's impossible for me to make it through a month. I draw $1,800 a month. I pay out probably $4,000 a month. How you do that, Brother Ed? I just watch it happen. I can't figure it out myself. I mean, I'll be honest with you. I look and there's a handful on purpose right here. And I look and there's another handful. And he's daily loading me down with benefits. And I'm sitting. I still can't understand it. But oh my, what a blessing God is to a poor man.
Yeah.
Psalms 34 verse 6, Brenda, says this poor man cried and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles.
Yeah.
I'm glad that the psalmist David said, I'm poor and needy, yet the Lord thinketh on me. I'm telling you, God loves poor people.
Yeah.
they're richer than they realize.
Right.
I'm telling you, I ain't missed a meal in old jail. I've gained so much weight I can't even get my uniform, my suits no more. I call it a uniform. But I can't hardly get my suits no more. We got storage buildings. We got storage units. We got more than what we realize. We've got more riches than we're willing to even admit. Amen. Mm-hmm.
It fits
that
place,
brother. It really is. You got a good store set laid up there. Me too. I'm telling you, brother. Did you notice there, verse number 2? He said, your riches are corrupted and your garments are moth-eaten. Bernie Madoff, he stole a bunch of people's money. And that's the wrong kind of riches. He beat them out of it. He told them things that wasn't true. And he's in prison today because of that. But his riches, they didn't have to be that way. He just made some poor choices. Even though he became rich, he became rich with other people's money. He beat them out of their money. And it was corrupted. You know, it was the right way to do things and a wrong way to do things. And God here, He's going in that direction. When He says your riches are corrupted, He's going to explain that here in a minute. But He said your garments are moth-eaten. You know why it says that? They won't spend no money.
That's right.
You see, they got money because they won't spend it. I'd rather not have no money to spend today, man. And I tell you what, hallelujah, I don't want to be under, I guess, a bondage of money. So if I see something I want, if I got enough money, I'll buy it, amen. If I ain't got enough money, I'll forbear buying it. But if I got the money, I'll buy it, amen. While we was up there in Virginia, we stopped in a yard sale because we was lost and trying to get direction. They had brand new tennis shoes for $3 a pair. I bought 2 pairs. Man, Walmart can't beat that. Like I said, if I got money, I'll spend it. If I ain't got it, I'll just look at it and put them back down in, man. I bought 2 pairs of those tennis shoes, probably made in China, but had $3 tennis shoes. I couldn't believe it. He said, your clothes are rags. They don't spend their money. The reason they don't spend their money, the money's got them. They can't enjoy it. Like I said, my will will say I spent it all, amen.
Yeah.
And you know, he says here, your gold and your silver is cankered. And one reason it's cankered is because of greed. And he said it'll be a witness against you. You know, like I said, there's a right way to make money. And then there's a way other people make their money, you know, kind of cloak and dagger type thing. You know, under the cover of darkness. But God told King Saul, which was the first king of Israel, yeah. He told him, go down there and slay the Amalekite, not the spare, slay them all. And he said, slay the sheep, slay the cattle, kill it all. Because they mistreated the children of Israel. And Saul went down there intending to do that. You can find this if you want to look at it. You can find this in 1 Samuel chapter 15. But in verses 1 through 5, he is told what to do. Verses 9 through 11, he kind of changed his mind what he's going to do. And then verses 13 through 15, when Samuel showed up and he said, I've done the will of God. He said, what's that sound of that bleating of them sheep I hear? And the lowing of the oxen I hear? And Samuel said, Saul said to Samuel, we saved the best to sacrifice to the Lord. And Samuel said to Saul, God delights in not in burnt offering, but in obedience. He said, obedience is better than sacrifice.
That's right.
Yeah.
To obey is better than sacrifice. See, we got some kind of excuse here for what we've done. What we've done is wrong. We don't nobody know about it. Here they are, them sheep and them cows is crying out. It's kind of hard to, like you put your mouth over there, there's nothing over bailing out. That's the way sin is. You know, if you do it right, you ain't got to hide nothing. If you do it right, it is right. Those bleating sheep, they kind of blowed the whistle on the wrong that Saul done. And he went on to say that rebellion's as a sin of witchcraft. I'm just telling you, God here says your wealth is cankered by greed, and it shall be a witness against you. You know, we think, you know, I got away with that. Well, best thing to do about what I got away with is to confess it to God and get forgiveness. And not only confess it, but forsake it if it's wrong. But A lot of people that they think, you know, David thought he had this thing with Bathsheba all concealed. Next thing you know, he's got a preacher preaching a message to him. And boy, he's mad. He said, the man's done this, he'll surely die and restore fourfold. And Nathan the prophet said, you're the man, buddy.
Yeah.
And that's what sin is. You think you got it all covered up. You think you got it all hid, but you know it comes out, amen. But he says your wealth is cankered by greed. Verse 4 there, he says, behold the hire of the laborers who have reaped down your fields, which is of you, kept back by fraud. You know, y'all remember back when we used to get paid every week?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Oh, I got through then, didn't I? You know why they do the bi-weekly thing?
Yeah.
They make money off of your money.
That's right.
God, he notices that. He said, you keep it back by fraud. He said, they're crying to me. It was hard enough to make it when we was living week by week. Yeah. Can you imagine trying to make it every 2 weeks? I'm talking about, boy. Ain't no sin to be poor. And in a lot of ways, it's a blessing because you appreciate what you got. And you're more aware of what you need and all that right there. But God here, he says, the hire of your laborers who have reaped down your fields, which is of you kept back by fraud, crieth, and the cries of them which have reaped are entered into the ears of the Lord of Sabbath. Boy, these businesses down here, they spend more effort to try to beat their employees out of health care.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, yeah.
Out of retirement.
Uh-huh.
Out of even paying them what they said they'd pay them. I'm just telling you, if you knew the truth about what I'm saying, you'd understand why this verse is in the Bible. God loves a just balance. I mean, if I want a dollar's worth of taters, I want the taters to level out to a dollar's worth of taters. This gasoline's where I'm going, amen? I mean, I put $50 in there and got 10 gallons of gas.
I put 80 in mine.
Yeah. And then I went to that next place, it was 40 cents a gallon cheaper, and I got so much, I had to go get $5 back. I wouldn't even hold it all. This price gouging. You know, that's kind of what God's talking about.
Yeah.
You know, a just weight. Doing things right. Not gouging. Not taking advantage. Ain't nothing we can do.
No.
And I'm working for a living. I'm taking what they're giving. And you know what? We have to pay whatever they say. It ain't like we can say, I ain't giving that. They say, well, then walk. And you know what? I may be back on a bicycle again, but I don't want to. If I have to, I guess I will. But God here, he's reproving these rich people. And he said, by fraud, you're keeping back their wages. You're keeping back their hire that you agreed to pay them. And you know what? It ain't right. And they need that money. And God said, their cries are coming to me. And then he goes on to say, you've lived in pleasure on the earth and been wanting. You know, they've got riches, like I said. And I'm not in want, man. I have to admit, I'm pretty content with what I got. But they're not content. They want more. They want more money. They want more land. They want more. Man, I don't want no more him. More about Jesus. More about Jesus. I want more of that.
That's right.
But I don't know more. You know, I've got an answer for enough as it is. I'd hate to have stand before God and have a bunch of money that, you know, I didn't work for, a bunch of things that maybe I've robbed somebody else out of or something, you know, I took by fraud, something like that. I'll tell you right now, buddy, I just soon be poor. I would. And God here, he says, I see all that. He said, you've lived in pleasure on the earth. And been wanting. They can't enjoy what they got. And God's the reason they can't enjoy what they got. And they're not enjoying their wealth. They're not content with what they got. They want more. He said, you have nourished your hearts as in the day of swallow. Y'all ever had anybody look down their nose at you like?
Yeah.
Well, it ain't no fun when somebody thinks they're better than you. I taught in Sunday school this morning. From the dust we come. From the dust we're going to return.
That's right.
But hallelujah, God put his treasure in earthen vessels. Amen.
Amen.
I got that treasure right here. I might be made out of dirt, but glory to God, I got a piece of gold right in here. Amen. I'm richer than people realize. Yeah. And the kind of riches I've got, I'm enjoying them. Amen. I'm telling you. You understand your underhanded schemes, God said, they'll be found out. And that price gouging on the groceries, on the gasoline. They're just trying to, take over. I don't know. I don't understand some of this stuff's going on right now. It don't make no sense. Here's the richest country in the world. And we've got everything we need. And yet, we're buying the highest priced oil there is from our enemies. I'm just guessing it's a way of money laundering.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's something going on. It don't make no sense. Well, we had energy sufficiency. We were selling oil to others. Now we're buying oil from our enemies. Now we're sending $40 billion to some country. I don't really have all the understanding about that. I'm all for helping people. Just don't understand this. Somebody explain to me how that Vladimir Putin can put restrictions, sanctions,
yeah,
upon the president and his son. Somebody explain that to me.
Yeah.
You see what I mean? There's something ain't right there.
Yeah, he
didn't say I'm going to put sanctions on the other president. He said I'm going to put sanctions on our present president and on his son. I'm just telling you, there's kind of like a little bit of bleating going on right there. You get that on a slow train. But I'm telling you, there's something going on. It's all about money. It's all about fraud. And I'm telling you, we're in trouble. The worst kind of trouble we could be in. Well, God said you've lived in pleasure on the earth and been in want. Only God satisfies. They don't want to do a God. The Bible says in Romans chapter 1, they don't even like to retain God in their knowledge. They don't want God to even have a place in their life, in their workplace. You notice all these workplaces going rainbow. I mean, my insurance company, somehow they're supplying books about this, what do you call it, transgressors, drag queens or whatever. And I guess, it must have had a ripple effect, come back like a tsunami. And they decided they didn't want nothing to do with that. But they're not alone. Other places are promoting this rainbow nonsense. You see, God made everything right. And man don't want God in his knowledge. He don't like to retain God in his knowledge. He needs God, but he don't want to admit it. But he don't want to retain God in his knowledge. He wants to have the blessing of God, Carolyn. But he don't want to thank God for that blessing. He wants to say like Frank Sinatra, I did it my way. But I can't talk a lick tonight. Yeah, he wants to say, I did it my way. Did y'all know we've got a organization down here called Freedom from Religion?
Yeah.
How can the freedom from religion and the freedom of religion, how can they coexist? The Constitution says in the First Amendment that I have the freedom of religion.
Right.
How can the freedom of religion coexist with the freedom of religion? I'll tell you how it doesn't. You see, the Constitution defends me, and now we've got civil rights instead of constitutional rights.
Right.
And through civil rights, they go through that back door right there, and it's not right, but they still do it anyway. They had a lawsuit, and somehow they won in a court of law. In a court of law, when the Constitution says I've got the freedom of religion, somehow they won that court case and awarded them something like $170,000. I'm just telling you, it ain't right.
Corruption.
Yes. Exactly. It's a sad day. But you know what? Jesus is going to show up.
Right.
There's going to be plenty of room for him this time, because this time he ain't coming. This time he ain't coming. That's our last point there. He ain't coming like a lamb this time.
Right.
Buddy, he's coming like a roaring lamb.
Right.
But you know what? Bernie's going to be roaring for us.
Yeah.
He's going to be saying, come up here, because I'm fixing to straighten this mess out.
Yeah.
He's going to get us out of this, and then he's going to clean house. Amen?
Yeah,
glory. Hey, listen.
That's right.
Thank you, Lord.
They want more, but more don't satisfy them. God says they're still in want. Did you notice he said in verse 6, you've killed in order to be rich. We probably don't realize some of these killings going on down there. Mm-hmm. Oh. Now, God help me here. They mandated these vaccines. I've heard through the grapevine, they don't want nobody to know this, that this is the greatest genocide that's ever been committed in the history of mankind. There's so many young people that are falling dead. I just seen this morning, young boy fell dead. You see, them vaccines were made by globalists, and they tested them, and 1 out of 4 was lethal. It was fatal. So they don't want to be alarmed. You know, they won't just kind of nip around a little bit, you know, just a few. But what they're doing is they're genociding the young people and the older people too. They're coming down to the point that they want you to step forward and say, I'm not a contributor to society. Go ahead and euthanize me. That's what they're coming to. You remember what old Brother Eddie said, it's coming. You're going to have to volunteer to say, put me to sleep, I'm not a contributor. And for the better good, to save the planet, I'll let the Lord be that determiner. If he wants me out of here, I'm out of here, amen. Right. But I don't want nobody telling me, you know, that they're going to play God and say, hey, your days are up, you're out of here. I do live a number of days, I understand that. But he said you killed in order to be rich. Verse 6 there, he said, you have condemned and killed the just, and he doeth not resist you. You know what? They're kind of like me. They say, well, I'm just going to heaven, help yourself. But anyway, I just assume it not be in the hands of man. It's sad to hear about all these, there's killings going on right now. They had a shooting this morning. They had a shooting last week, shooting yesterday, and they're going to keep shooting and shooting and shooting. There's more to that than what we're ever going to know. And I'm not a conspiracist. I'm just saying this happened when this administration took effect. Something going on. And I'm telling you, it's getting worse, not better. It's getting worse and worse. God said here, you have killed the just. They're killing in order to be rich. Best way to be rich is be patient. Don't be like the prodigal son that said, give me what's mine. He said, I want what's mine. And then he went out and wasted what he thought was his. And then he come back broke. That's kind of the generation we're living in. They want what's not theirs. They want it at your expense. They're politically somehow figuring out how to take what you got. And you can't do nothing about it. That didn't go over real good. Let me put it this way. They ask a woman on trial how $600 million got sent from Congress to support an LGBT or rainbow project, and she was speechless. She couldn't say nothing. He said, how did it get approved when it's got to go through Congress to be approved? I'm just telling you, that's what they're doing. I ain't got my checkbook in my pocket, but here's what they got. They got our checkbook, and they're just writing checks. One of these days, there's not going to be nothing left.
Right.
And that's when we're going to realize all we got left is an empty bag. But he asked her, he said, who approved this $600 million? And the woman, she tried to sidestep, and he said, I said, who approved it? And she pleaded the fifth. She wasn't going to tell who approved it. Just tell anybody. There's a lot of underhanded stuff going on right now.
Yeah.
Look here at verse number 8. He said, be ye also patient, establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord draweth nigh. He can't get here quick enough for me. And I know when he comes, hallelujah, this bunch down here that's in charge, boy, they're going to be caught with their hand in the cookie jar. And we're going to be, hallelujah, finally on our way home. I'm on the way home right now.
Amen. That's right.
I'm talking about like we're going to take that trip up there to see that ark.
Yeah.
We're going to get in that bus and go up there. I'm going to get on board the ship of Zion.
That's right.
And I'm going beyond the ark. I'm going beyond all that down here. I'm going all that up there. And we're going to walk through heaven and say hallelujah. We finally got our Our home, amen. We finally got the home where our home is. My home is heaven. Amen. I'm not there yet. I'm on the way there. And when I get there, praise God, they'll know me, amen, as Brother Eddie Wade, and say, there is no
amen.
And I don't know how it is up in heaven.
Yeah.
I just know this, when I arrive, the Bible said I'll be known. Even as I'm known.
Yes.
I'm not going to come to heaven a stranger. They're going to say, there he is, that crazy guy. Nobody believed God could save. And nobody believed that there was enough grace in the heart of God to save someone like him. I'm him, amen. I show up there, first thing I'm going to do, I'm going to run up and ask a bunch of questions. I'm going to say, Noah, how long did it take you to build that ark? He'll say, 120 years. Yeah, I'm going to go over to Abraham. I'm going to say, how hard was it off your son Isaac? He's going to say, it was hard, but God got me through it, amen. Go to Moses, say, Moses, have that Red Sea party, say, just like that, amen.
Amen.
Boy, you talking about taking a trip.
Yeah.
We don't have to have no yard sale go this trip. I'm talking about glory to God.
Yeah.
Go over to that beautiful place.
Amen.
Human land.
Amen.
They'll be singing as we get there.
Yeah.
They won't be like us down here. I'm not singing like they'll be singing before we get there.
Yeah.
Now, if old Brother Eddie gets there before y'all get there, y'all going to hear me singing out. I'll tell you, I'll be able to sing up there.
Yeah.
I can't sing down here, but I'll sing up there. Y'all say, I know that voice. That's old Brother Eddie. Somebody's got him in tune.
Yeah.
I see Brother Jerry over here trying to tune this guitar, and he'll be up there playing. It sounds like an angel, and the string will break. Well, old Brother be up there, I'll be in tune. I'll sing till the strings break.
Amen.
Then I'll probably sing out the pillow. Amen. I'm looking forward to going to heaven.
Yeah.
You know, Jesus said this about heaven.
Me too.
Sister Joanne, he said, if it wasn't so, I'd have told you. I ain't heard no difference.
That's right.
Well, hallelujah, hey, Brother Ed. I'm expecting to kick up a little gold dust.
Yes, sir.
Hey, I don't have to have an ID badge.
No, that's right.
That's right.
Blood gonna get me in, amen. The blood gets you in.
That's right.
Got me a covering. The blood covers all sin.
Yes,
I'll show up, I'm telling you what, in the grace of God, under the inspiration of the Holy Ghost of God, I'll say, I'm home, amen.
Yes,
my family up there, boy, it'd be good to see them. It'd be good for them to see me.
Yeah, that's right.
But we need to remember that the Lord's coming back, and He's coming back soon. James here, he said, just be patient. Just establish your heart. Don't give up. Don't be, you know, the psalmist said in Psalm 27, verse 13, he said, I'd faint unless I'd believe to see the goodness of the Lord, the land of the living. Just be patient.
That's
the Lord's coming.
That's it.
You know when He's going to come? Yeah. Rita?
I don't know when He's coming.
Right on time. I promise you that. He won't be 1 second late, Sybil.
That's right.
I mean, we might say I wasn't expecting, but He's going to say, right on time.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the world's going to say, what happened to
him? Amen.
I mean, buddy, we got astronauts. Russia's got cosmonauts, but God's got was not.
Amen.
He didn't walk with God and He was not. I'm walking with God right now, but I'm going to be a was not. They're going to say, what happened to that crazy idiot? But anyway, they say, all I know is He's right here and now He's gone. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Be patient, therefore, to the coming of the Lord.
Yeah.
Don't be faint-hearted. Don't forget He's coming. And I sometimes I struggle a little bit going to sleep thinking, oh my, just come tonight. Hallelujah, Brother Ed.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to hearing that trumpet.
Yeah.
Somebody said, glory to God, we need to blow a trumpet every now and then. I don't know, but I'll tell you right now, it says here, be patient, establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord draweth now.
Yeah.
Last day's riches. Them people down here, I guess they'll be like Lot's wife, Brother Eric.
Amen.
But you know what? I'm leaving these riches behind for the riches up there.
Amen.
I ain't looking back.
Amen.
The Lord said, remember Lot's wife? And they was told not to look back. And she must not have been a badass. I don't know. She looked back and as far as she went.
Yeah, sure.
Turned into a pillar of salt. I like salt. I don't like that kind of salt. I put salt on my head. It may taste a little better. But I don't want to be a pillar of salt. I'll tell you right now.
No.
I'm going to look to Him. I'm going to leave with Him. And glory to God, I'm going where He lives. Hallelujah, we're going to go live with the King. And we're going to enjoy it. I mean, I enjoy it here. I do.
Yeah.
But we're going to enjoy it even better there. Because Paul said he done been up there and seen it all.
That's
he
right.
said the part be of Christ far better. Amen. I'm looking forward to that far better. Now listen, It's not a sin to be rich. It ain't.
No.
Just don't let your riches take the place of your Lord.
That's right.
Enjoy what you got.
Mm-hmm.
If you need more, God said He'd give you more.
Right.
Just learn to appreciate what you got.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Man, I fixed me a piece of toast, and I put that butter on there, and I put that blackberry jam on there, and I realized, boy, I'm rich. I'll even cut it in half. You ain't got any good at it. Amen.
Amen.
If that ain't good enough, I'll fix me some Pop-Tarts. All I can sell is Pop-Tarts. And I got me a cup of coffee. And I'm in high cotton, buddy. I'm drinking that coffee and eating them cinnamon. Burning them a little bit, you know, on the table. Them cinnamon Pop-Tarts, Donnie, he got all burned up on one. Said, you know what it's like being hell? I said, no, that's heaven, brother. That's what you want. You want them just melting your mouth. He said, this will melt in my hand, burn it all to pieces. I said, well, you might have overdone it, Donnie. I sent him a text. I was kind of hoping he'd be here tonight. I don't know, he may be sick. I don't know. I don't know what his circumstances are. But I have to admit, when the Lord comes, no matter where we're at,
right,
no matter what we're doing,
yeah,
we're leaving with Him. Amen.
Right.
He's not going to leave one single one behind, Brenda.
Right.
He's coming for His church. That I'm part of it. I'm not talking about this church building. Thank God for it.
Yeah.
But here's what makes it a church. Us.
Right.
Right.
Yep.
Amen.
It's just
Amen.
A building without us.
Amen.
But when we're in this church, then it becomes a church.
Yeah.
That Jesus said, wherever two or three are gathered together in my name,
Amen.
Lo, I'm
Amen.
In the midst. Amen.
Right.
I want Him in here. Amen. And He'll show up when we ask Him, when He's welcome. I told Him, I said, Lord, this morning, I said, anytime you want to come by here and sup with me,
yeah.
you make yourself welcome. Don't even knock,
right.
just come on in. He resorted down there at Mary and Martha's. And the reason He resorted there is because He is welcome. Now, Lazarus, Mary, and Martha,
yeah.
I want Him to resort at my house.
Right.
I want Him to know He's welcome. Come in anytime.
Yeah.
Get the white glove out. Go through. I don't care. I want Him to come. If there's a problem, we'll work on it. If there's something needs fixing, we'll fix it. I want His fellowship. I want Him to come spend some time with me. I'm
yeah.
not ashamed of Him.
Right.
I want
Amen.
More and more and more
yeah.
of my Jesus.
Amen. Right.
All right, I'm going to shut up. Lord, we thank You. Lord, for the privilege to stand for the Word of God. We thank You, Father, to know that, Lord, Your day is drawing nigh, that You're coming back. Lord, You can't come back quick enough for us. We're looking forward to getting out of this nightmare. Lord, it's crazy. They just turned their back to You, Lord. They just blame everything on You. Sarcastic. They mock You. Lord, they do everything but praise You.
Yeah.
But Lord, I'm glad we're going with the ones, Lord, that lift up Your name on high.
Yeah.
Lord, they worship in spirit
yeah.
and truth. Lord, they give
yeah.
glory and honor to You. Well, we're looking forward, Lord, to getting home. Until You come, Lord, I pray You bless our efforts. Bless, Lord, I pray all that pertains to this little church, God. Help it to be what it needs to be. Let it be, I pray, a jewel for Your crown. In Jesus' name we'll ask it. Amen.
Amen.
All right, let's everybody stand. You may not need to do a thing tonight.